First of all, a very happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there. Today, the church celebrates what has been traditionally known as Good Shepherd Sunday, which you'll see in the readings, in our responsorial psalm, in all of the prayers that we hear. We focus on the fact that God is our Good Shepherd. And it's interesting because this is an image that we've seen God describe himself as throughout the entirety of Scripture. In fact, what's most interesting is if you look back to the early church, all of the earliest depictions of art show Jesus as the Good Shepherd. You know, I'm sure you've seen the picture before. Probably some of us have it hung up in our homes, where Jesus carrying the sheep around his shoulders, which is hysterical because there's no possible way that would ever happen with a real sheep, right? Because sheep are notoriously difficult animals, and I'll talk about that here in a little bit. But it's interesting to me that's the image that the early church was so keen on depicting, as Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Because interestingly enough, for us now, what we typically see is images of the crucifixion. But that wasn't something that the early church focused on. They focused on the fact that Jesus was their shepherd. And it's interesting, too, because as I said, throughout the entirety of Scripture, you know, we hear this image of God being the shepherd of his sheep, right? In one of the Psalms we hear, "We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." Or the prophet Isaiah, he says, "Like a shepherd, God will tend his flock." And as we see, too, Jesus, he did it on multiple occasions, right? Describing himself as a good shepherd, right? In this small but beautiful gospel that we hear this morning. And it's interesting, too, because some of the most prominent figures in the Old Testament, they were shepherds. And we think of Abraham. Think of Moses, right? He was tending the sheep as he heard God's voice in the burning bush. And then finally, too, King David. And see, when we think of shepherds, too, we think, I don't know if we necessarily get the right intention of what shepherds truly were. Because shepherds were tough. And all you need to think about is David defeating Goliath. He had the capacity so as to take on someone who was gargantuan, someone much larger than him. And you see, this is important for a shepherd too, because shepherds, they had to protect their sheep from all sorts of dangerous wolves, dangerous creatures that could possibly take the lives of their flock. And what's interesting, so for me, you know, to kind of prepare for this homily, I kind of looked up what shepherds did, or I looked up kind of how difficult it was to be a shepherd back in the day. And what made being a shepherd so difficult was the fact that sheep are dumb. Sheep are some of the most dumb animals that you will ever find. And it's interesting, too, because one of the things that you'll see, you can find YouTube videos of this all the time. If a sheep falls over and it falls on its back, it has no capacity to get back up. It just kind of wobbles around for a while. And so that means that it's completely vulnerable to any sort of prey that could come its way. And so the problem with sheep, too, is they're defenseless. Right? If a wolf comes, they have nothing to defend itself with. And to make things worse, as soon as they see anything that threatens them, they panic. So again, trying to defend them is extremely difficult. And you know, and just even to kind of cap it off beyond that, and when we hear this in the beautiful 23rd Psalm, right, where we hear too that that our Lord, that he's the Good Shepherd, right, who leads them to calm streams. Because the problem is, if a stream is raging too quickly, a sheep won't drink from it. So everything has to be perfect, right, in order for a sheep to be obedient to the shepherd. And so again, so being a sheep being a shepherd was something that was extremely difficult. But as we hear in the gospel today, sheep have this unbelievable ability to recognize the voice of their shepherd. And if you haven't seen this before, please this evening go on YouTube and look it up. It's incredible. I was watching this video just a couple of days ago about these people who were calling out to the sheep, and the sheep did nothing. But as soon as the shepherd begins to call them in, all of a sudden, now all the sheep on cue, all their heads come up and they start running over to where the shepherd is. So it's amazing that they have this ability to be able to be able to recognize the voice of a shepherd. And for me this morning too, as I was praying about this reading too, and just reflecting upon Mother's Day as well. Right, there's something about a voice that has such tremendous power. Like for me, it's, you know, the voice of my mother. It's a voice that for me I immediately recognize. Right, and that can be either for good or for bad. I know I can recognize that soothing sound of my mother's voice, and I can also recognize that tone when I'm being one of those disobedient sheep. And I think we all recognize that. There's something about a voice that has tremendous power. And this is ultimately what our Lord's getting at when he talks about his role as a shepherd. For us, we need to be able to recognize his voice. And this is interesting too, because I think this helps us now to begin to recognize what Christianity really is. Because throughout history, we've wanted to see Christianity as merely an idea, a philosophy, a way of life. And of course, there is an aspect of that is true, right? There is a philosophy that kind of underlies it. But at its most fundamental level, it isn't any of those things. Christianity at its base, at its foundation, is a relationship with a person who has a voice. In fact, that's why in Scripture we hear the voice of God. It was those apostles, those prophets who heard that voice, right? The apostles and the disciples who literally heard the voice of Jesus, and now they continue to promulgate that to us through the means of the Scriptures. Right? For us, what we're doing is we're looking to establish a relationship with God. Not merely a relationship with an idea, but with a person. And the key for us, like those sheep that I encourage you all to see in that video, for whatever reason, it's once those sheep have established a relationship with their shepherd, once they understand that the shepherd has their goodwill in mind, that he's going to lead them into safety, that he's going to lead them to where they want to go, it's then now that they follow him. They follow him very, very willingly. And so the key for us now, too, is to recognize the voice of God in our lives. But that's something that takes time. It's something that takes practice. It's the reason why we come to Sunday Mass. It's the reason why the church encourages us to read Scripture. It's the reason why we should take our spiritual lives seriously. Because one of the things that the church has said throughout all of history is one of the ways that we hear God's voice most fundamentally in our lives is through the means of our conscience. And we know that our conscience has a way of really truly nagging on us. You know, in fact, just yesterday I was watching a few videos of the great Disney movie Pinocchio. Jiminy Cricket, right? You know, that's his job. His job is to be his conscience, right? To lead him to do good. And what happens when he doesn't follow it? Well, he finds himself on Pleasure Island. He finds himself literally on the verge of being enslaved. And so for us too, you know, kind of keeping that same analogy, it's important for us to recognize the voice of the shepherd, to recognize that voice in our conscience, to begin to form that. Because again, what our Lord's trying to do, what God's trying to do in moving us in our conscience is to move us away from Pleasure Island, to move us away from slavery. Or to truly be a sheep of his pasture. And so I think that's the key for us. And for us to even begin to do that, we have to realize where our shepherd is trying to lead us. Right? He's trying to lead us into heaven. He's trying to lead us to the place of, right, to our ultimate home. And so I think for us on this Good Shepherd Sunday, it's important for us to recognize, to really ask ourselves, do we know the voice of God? Do we hear the voice of our shepherd working through our hearts, working through our conscience? And that's why it's so important that we come here today, that we come to Mass on Sundays, that we continue to read Scripture so as to continue to form that voice, to, to have an ear that's in tune to whatever it is that our Lord is calling us to do, whatever it is he's leading us towards. So as we celebrate this Good Shepherd Sunday, may we listen for that voice of God, and may we trust him above all, knowing that he's leading us ultimately to heaven.